Well, we have all heard of the phrase, it takes a village. That's certainly the case in Ballinahone County, Westmeath, which has been named as Ireland's tidiest village at this year's Super Value Tidy Towns competition. If you want to be precise about it, though, maybe it takes two-thirds of a village. The 75 people living in Ballinahone, and over 50 of them are volunteering with the community development group. How many of those 75 do you think that Brenda Donoghue managed to chat to when she went to Ballinahone? Well, Helen Connolly and Lorraine Farrell were the first two.
Hello, Brenda. How are you?
So you're...
I'm Helen.
And you're...
Lorraine.
How are you?
Brenda, you're very welcome to Ireland's tidiest village.
Tell me how it all happened. What does it mean, Helen?
Oh, sure. I mean, what can we say? We're delighted. And actually, a week later, we're still kind of trying to figure out what happened because we weren't expecting it, honestly. Yeah. So we're delighted.
Yeah. And it's not just us who's delighted, it's the whole community. You know, the amount of texts we're getting, stuff being stuffed by people in the street, you know, there's messages coming in on Facebook. We even got a posted letter today to congratulate us.
So look, we started in the early 1990s, and I joke with people, that's over 30 years ago. So we started when we were about 5 or 6, I'm kidding. And we had an early committee in the early 1990s. I suppose the first thing we did was we had community employment scheme, and we started building the walls on the way into the village. And each year then, or every couple of years, we took on a new project. We would get funding, leader funding, then we'd maybe get a loan. Then people would see that we had done something fairly lovely, and then they would help us pay back the loan.
Lorraine, what I've read about this that jumped out at me is the population here is 75 people and 50 volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. But the volunteers come from a wide radius. It's not just the village, you know, because there's so many amenities in the village that people from around can avail of. The AstroTurf, the biodiversity park, the playground. And people can see how much work goes into keeping the village and maintaining the village and developing the village. So there is interest in getting involved. I think we are fairly gifted at getting the best out of people. We're not afraid to ask, and we're not afraid to say, you know, we know you know how to use a drill. Will you help us hang a few pictures?
We have a policy that we don't do anything for tidy towns. We do it for us first, for the community. Our biodiversity plan, our water management plan, it's to make our village better. We share and we tell that story. And they really appreciate it. I think that's how you know, because they love it.
So you have a very active WhatsApp and Facebook group. Yeah. So when the Tidy Towns committee were judging, was there kind of, oh no, they're in the town, I think I saw them, what's going on, tell me about it.
Well, I tell you, they're very skilled because they weren't spotted. But yes, we're on the lookout. From the 1st of June onwards, we're on the lookout.
You didn't spot them?
No, no sign of any judges this year.
No. Yeah. You did try.
Oh, I tried our best.
And actually, as we approach Rosie's shop, Rosie always keeps a special lookout because she's here from 8:30 in the morning till 8:30 at night during the summertime. And if a judge was spotted, there is an old WhatsApp that goes out to say, I think there's somebody around.
Will we go in and say hello to Rosie? This is the main shop, isn't it?
This is our main shop in the village. She's a hub of the village for us. She does our lotto. People collect keys for the hall, drop-offs, tokens for the heating for the hall. She does all of that as part of her community.
Oh, well, Brenda, that's your change. Thank you. Hello, are you Rosie?
I am Rosie, yes.
I love your shop.
Thank you.
It's one of the old style shops, isn't it?
Lots of people say that, yeah. Strangers now or passers-by would call in and just say, oh, this is a beautiful shop. You know, you wouldn't see it anywhere else in the country.
If I'm stuck for anything, I can come in here. You have baby clothes for sale, hot water bottles, calculators.
I'm here for the past 39 years. Yeah, it's hard going, you know. The towns are very close to people now, and there's big supermarkets and all that, so it is challenging, but we'll struggle along for another little while.
I hear you're the person who keeps an eye out for the judges at Tidy Towns. Is that right?
Well, I do go out there to tend to the flowers, and sure, I might see somebody unusual with a clipboard in their arms. Kind of get, I put two and two together and say, oh, that they must be the judges.
Well, Brenda, as you've rightly pointed out, Rosie has a bit of everything in the shop.
Yes.
And she also has the Tidy Towns trophy proudly on display.
Everything happens here. even some of the Tidy Towns meetings happen here. It's the hub of the whole village, really, isn't it?
We'd be lost without it.
Yes.
Lost without it.
My name's Kathleen Bowle, and I just came down here to get Ireland's Own, number one, and a bottle of wine.
What more do you want for a good night in?
It's great to come down. There's always somebody here to talk to, and there's always some sort of an activity going on.
I don't really want to leave your shop, Rosie, but one more person. What's your name?
Fiona. Well, I'm a newbie. I'd say I'm only here about 8 years, but lots of work went into that, and we have put our heart and soul into it. Well, we've all spent such time together to get that award. It's just unbelievable, really. I'm proud of everybody.
Yeah.
Proud of the kids. We've had loads of wonderful people, really. We're just so lucky.
Thanks a million, Rosie. We'll see you later.
See you later. Bye, Rosie.
Bye, Rosie.
So this biodiversity park is important to us because it adjoins a river Wurm. And the river Wurm is our local river. And what by, I suppose, introducing and building a, not a biodiversity park, but taking care of this ground and letting it go to wild, but then putting in like an orchard of both apples and it's all native trees. And then we have our pond. And the pond supports biodiversity. And, you know, you can tell it improves the quality of the water. It filters the water. We've all learned what we need to do to improve the quality of water in our river, and that includes rainwater harvesting, rainwater gardens, filtering the water as it comes off our landscape, filtering it so that it's cleaner as it gets back into the river. And that's a big part of what we do. So the biodiversity park and the pond support all of that.
Is this your favourite thing, Helen?
Look, this is magic because it's quiet again. It's a very quiet space. As you go back into the park and you walk around the end, there's all native trees. It's very quiet. You can sit and just listen and just relax. And do you know that's important because, again, we have a busy road and the quietness is lovely.
I can actually see a few flies in there, actually.
There's a bug there, but he's dead.
Oh, no. We got to learn about a lot of wildlife around us, and also we also got to learn a lot about how bugs are actually the bottom of the food chain. Without bugs, none of us would be alive.
That's Amelia May, and she's 11, and she's here at the Bug Hotel.
Well, a bug hotel is basically recreating a bug's natural habitat and putting it in this bug hotel. Mm. And we have pine cones, cardboard, twigs, bark. The pine cones we collected out in the forest over there. We've seen spiders, wood lice, like earwigs, a lot of different things. And we saw lots of bees during the summer.
Ballinahound, tidiest village in Ireland. Is that a badge of honour for you?
Yes, 100%. I think that Ballinahound School have really instilled a love for the wildlife around us.
God, it's a mild evening, huh?
It is, super.
So just on the main street here as we walk along, Helen.
Here's Ciarán. This is Ciarán Corcoran.
Oh. Well, Helen.
Hi, Ciarán, how are you?
Good now.
Ciarán is one of our main volunteers. He's a carpenter and he also farms part-time. But one of the things is we lean into our superpowers in this village, and anything we need that needs to be made, repaired, recycled, sourced, brought home for us, Ciarán's the man.
So Ciarán, you're volunteering. Why do you do it, I suppose?
Oh, I do it because I love the village. I love all the people. We'll say it's great. I actually went to the national school here. I grew up here, so I've been here since 45 years.
You part-time farming, what kind of a farm?
Part-time farming, just small bit of dry stock. Weather's been very good at the minute, the ground is good, so it's great to have cattle out nearly still, which other years you wouldn't. So, and cattle are thriving and prices are good.
The magic of Ballinahoun is we'd get huge support from the council on projects. But the magic here is that when we need a job done, it's all voluntary. And there's 45 people who do different things when we need them, and that is the magic of Ballinahoun. I'm And Brenda, before you go, you can't not see our hall, community hall. There's a music class going on at the moment, and our community hall is used for all our community events. It was our original church in 1820, but for the last 100 years, everything that happens in Ballinahown happens in the hall. We mind it very well because it is used every single day and night of the week. Yeah, it's important to us. So we're going to head in. I know there's a music class going on today, so let's pop in and see what they're at.
They are. All right.
Hi, Brenda. So I'm going to take you.
Hello.
So we're going to meet Leo Reddy, who is giving a class to the kids this afternoon.
Hiya, Leo. You've got your accordion there.
How are you doing? Yeah. We have a class here in Ballinahown. These people are all ranging in age now from about 12 or 13 down to 7. But we all just come together, and my purpose in this is to encourage them to love their music and love the Irish music particularly. I love to tell people I'm from Ballinahown because everybody around Athlone is very envious of us up here, so they are. And it's a tremendous success. And we're very proud of our village, and we're very proud of the people that did it for us. OK, gang, we're going to do 2 Kerry polkas. Start with the Kerry polka and then into the Bridges Full of Stitches, and enjoy it.
Ireland's Own and a Bottle of Wine. Do you know what? I've never done it on a Saturday night, but I'm willing to give anything a go. Brenda there in Ballinahown, winner of the Tidiest Village at this year's Super Value Tidy Towns competition. Science Week next week, coming up after the break. Dr. Niamh Shaw in studio.